Well, I don't know, Zeb. Dagnabbit, I just don't know what to say.
I don't care whether you say anything or not.
You mean to tell me a perfect stranger, come in here while I was away and talked you right out of that $500?
Dad, Bernie Tabbitt told you a dozen times he didn't get that $500.
And who did then?
The sheriff. Said they owed a bill, a hotel bill up there, and some other things. The sheriff was holding their baggage.
And you wired the money up there without so much as a... How have you been?
Oh, why in thunder don't you listen to me? I said I had it all down in writing. Bill of sale for all the scenery, costumes, and everything.
What? You mean to say he even took a bill of sale for the things that the women folks wear, too?
Yeah, I guess it includes everything.
Well, what'd you do that for?
Now, I ain't such a fool as you think I am. They got to deliver all that truck FOB Corn Center. That's in the contract.
How in tarnation does that help?
Why, you darned old fool. If they deliver the clothes to Corn Center, the folks that's wearing them have got to come along, too, ain't they?
Don't sound like they might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of course they have. If they don't come with the clothes, we'll have them for stealing. And if they send the clothes without coming themselves, well, I guess the decent folks up the county seat will do something about that, too.
Does look like they'd either have to come here or run around raw, and that's against the law.
Well, at least they do in the name of art.
How do you know so much about it?
Mrs. L. said so. She knows all about art. But you know, Eb, the thing that makes me feel so bad is poor old Hector Smith pining away up there in that Squidville jail.
Don't you reckon we could get Mrs. L. to kind of ease up on the charges?
Yeah, I seen her this morning.
You did, dear. What did you say?
Said she was going to see to it personal that Hector Smith paid for his cruelty and paid for the bees the people brought up to the race.
Well, why didn't you tell her Hector didn't have nothing to do with it?
What? Why, you old fool. I guess it's a good thing you didn't have nothing to do with trying to straighten this out.
Don't see nothing to straighten. All you have to do is tell him Hector didn't know nothing about it.
You don't look where you're going at all, do you?
And how do you mean?
What in tarnation would you tell them when they ask you if Hector didn't order them bees? Who did?
Oh, shucks. Yes, I'm sorry. I hadn't thought of that.
You never think of nothing. You see Hector yesterday?
Yes, I seen him for a spell.
What'd he say?
Said not to bother him. He was reading a good detective story.
Well, I'll be eternally dadburned.
Think he's got the constable kind of worried, too.
You mean it didn't appear to you that Hector Smith cared whether he was in jail or not?
Kind of looked that way. I reckon we don't need to fret about it.
You do, huh? Well, let me tell you, Ed Peters, we got a lot to fret about.
I don't see what...
Dagnabbit, can't you see the longer that boy stays in jail, the more liable we are to get there, too? Of course you hadn't. Leaving Hector Smith in jail is just like running our heads into a noose, so to speak. We got to get him out.
You stand there and say that when you're the one that let the slicker feller have our $500.
Didn't give the money to no slick show feller.
You did.
That brings you didn't need it.
You know, a blame sight better.
I gave it to the sheriff. And what's more, he...
Well, there ain't no buddy. Hello, Zeb. How's all the cows and chickens, anyway?
He's talking to you, Zeb. Dang glad he don't know me.
Well, I mean, Zeb, he was old pals. We're just like that, see?
Yeah, you are, huh?
Sure thing. A real little sport, Zeb. He's a regular guy.
Well, you two fellas might as well know each other.
Might as well save your breath, as far as I can see.
Keep still, you old fool. Let me introduce you.
Well, get it over with. But I tell you right now, if he hits me on the back by cracky, I'll take a poke at him.
Say, he's a kick, ain't he? A pure hick type. Just wait till Jeff Baker lands in town. He can throw him to a turn.
And what's that?
And Ed Burnham, keep still, both you now. Ed Peters? And this is Barney Duke, the famous theater manager. Dad, Bernie, shake hands now.
Sure. Put it there, partner.
Well, quit squeezing it. Dad, burn you for a haul off and sock you in.
So, this old goat's the partner you told me about, huh?
Now, look here, Mr. Duke. That'll be about enough of that. If anyone's going to run down Ed Peters, it's going to be me.
Oh, heck, fella, I didn't mean anything.
Well, I know he's a damn dead darn fool without you telling me.
You do, huh?
Yes, I do.
I suppose I'm the darn fool that got us mixed up in this here show business you're talking about.
Oh, shucks, that's going to make us money. You get half of it, and you didn't have nothing to do with it. How's that for a fair deal?
Just as good a deal as I'm giving you, by cracky. If you lose... Half of what you lose will come off of me.
Well, of course, that's so, too.
Wait a minute.
You fellas ain't gonna lose. I guess you don't know who I am.
Well, I thought you told us your right name.
Oh, you got me wrong. Barney Duke is one of the big shots in the show business, see? Known all over, see?
Dad, Bernie, Jeb, I don't like this, sir.
Shut up, you ain't polite.
Hey, look here, fella, you got me all wrong. I ain't so bad. I just kind of got off wrong with you, see?
Well, maybe so.
And besides, I got some good news.
You have, huh?
I guess it'll take some pretty good news to make me like it.
Oh, listen, fella, it's just what you've been waiting to hear.
Well, spit it out.
Men, we're going to produce a new play.
What's that?
I said we were going to produce a new play.
Here's to me, there's been too much play already.
No, I didn't mean that.
Well, dagnabbit, I do. I mean every word of it.
Oh, shucks, Zeb. He means you're going to do a new sleight of hand trick. Play like they produce something out of a hat, maybe.
No, not that.
Then what in tarnation do you mean?
Well, Fuller, I don't know any other way to say it. We're just naturally going to get up a new show. We've got one that's never been on the board, and boy, she's a dog. She's a dog.
You mean you folks is going to start in and play act something so no one else has ever seen before?
That's it.
Yeah, but told you we was getting our money's worth.
I'll say you are, brother. This new show's headed straight for Broadway. Straight for Broadway, and not a doubt of it.
What's the name of it?
Oh, the name's a pip. We call it, now get this, The Hermit and the Wild Woman.
Sounds kind of good, don't it?
I bet you it's pretty frisky. Now, ain't it?
No, nothing like that. It's good, clean fun. You gotta have them clean to get by in the big boards.
You have, huh? Well, who's going to do the play acting? Thought you had some actors.
Sure we have. That is, you have. Just wait till you see them. Just wait, fella.
Have you got some actresses?
I'll tell the town. Say, you know who we got signed up as the ingenue?
Don't even know what one is.
It's the young girl part, and fella, we got none other than Hedda Hoyt.
Does, huh?
I said Hedda Hoyt.
Well, that's too bad. My head hurts, too.
No, fella, I didn't say that.
What did you say, then?
Hedda Hoyt.
You just said it didn't.
Hedda Hoyt. Hedda Hoyt. Hedda Hoyt.
It's going to hurt worse than that if you don't stop hollering.
I tell you, I didn't say that.
You did, too. Guess I heard you.
Shucks, Zeb. Trouble is, you don't understand what he did say.
I guess I know about much about as you do.
Oh, Zeb, old fella, please tell him what I said.
I already know what you said.
Keep still, you old fool. He didn't say his head hurts.
What did he say, then?
He said he had a hurt, but he ain't got it now.
Just a minute. Please let me tell you before I go crazy, too. Our leading lady is Miss Hoyt. Her first name is Hedda. Now, is that clear?
Yes.
Well, why did you say so in the first place?
Oh, brother, you're weakening me. You're getting me down.
Well, tell us some more about this here leading lady. Is she a good looker?
Good looker? Say, did you ever hear of Garble?
Say, she ain't in the troopy, too, is she?
Well, no, but this horse gal is right up beside her.
Yes, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. There's the phone. Answer it, Zeb.
All right. Hello? Yes? Yes, she's here. Just a minute. It's for you, Mr. Duke.
Oh. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, hello, Jeff. You have, huh? Oh, sure. We'll fix you up. Yeah? Well, but tell the girls to keep their shirts on. Sure. These are good guys. We'll fix you up. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. I'll see you right away. Yeah. Goodbye. That was Jeff.
I'll say, who's Jeff?
Why, he's our comedian. The troops arrived in town.
There now, Eb. Dad Burnick, you old pessimist. I told you they'd show up, Dad Burnick.
Just hold on, though. For you ain't so sure about this thing. There may be a catch yet.
Well, Jake just said that the trip was pretty tired, you know. They've been walking all day.
Well, sure. If they're taking such a long hike, why didn't they sit down and rest?
Well, now, that's just what I wanted to see you men about. Now, someone's got to stick them to hotel rooms and board.